This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are Wednesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn, 441.5, up 2.75. September corn, 435.5, up 1.5. December corn, 439.5, no change. July soybeans, 1409, up 10.75. August soybeans, 1357.25, up 8.75. September soybeans, 1249.5, up 5.5. July wheat, 587, up 5.25. September wheat, 596.25, up 5.5. December wheat, 617.75, up 5.75. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Wednesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher on Wednesday afternoon. Exports added firmness to soybeans with the sale to an unknown destination. Corn followed beans higher, but good crop conditions were a restriction. Wheat posted gains on harvest reports of poor yields. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 8 cents higher at 422 to 447. Soybean bids were 2 to 11 cents higher at 1386 to 1404. In the central part of the state, corn was 2 to 3 cents higher at 421 to 446, and soybeans 10 to 11 cents higher at 1407 to 1429. In the southern part of the state, shell corn was up 3 cents at 435 to 455, soybeans 8 to 11 cents higher at 1403 to 1432, and wheat bids were 5 to 8 cents higher at 557 to 573. Now on to the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean Bids. They were 16 to 19 cents higher at 1422 to 1457. With the basis 7 to 10 cents higher at 65 to 100 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $468.20 to $493.20 per ton, and that was up $1.50 to $2.50. With the basis unchanged at 1 higher at 15 to 40 over the July. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 3 cents higher at 445 to 460, with the basis unchanged at 3 to 18 over the July. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 449 to 457, with the basis unchanged to 1 lower at 7 to 15 over the July. Soybeans ended 11 cents higher at 1415 to 1419. With the basis unchanged at 6 to 10 over the July. New crop wheat prices were 8 to 10 cents higher at 572 to 575, with the basis 3 to 5 higher at 12 to 15 under the July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids up 1 to 6 cents at 473 to 475. These elevators raised the soybean prices 11 to 12 cents, with quotations of 1435 to 1439. Soft wheat closed 5 to 8 cents higher at 595 to 597, with Milo ended the day 3 cents higher at 455 to 467. Now on to contract bids to producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4 to $4.15, and soybeans $11.73 to $11.98. In the central part of the state, corn was $4.07 to $4.20, and soybeans were $11.81 to $11.93. Now, in the southern part of the state, corn ranged from $4.05 to $4.20, and soybeans were $11.88 to $12.02. Wheat contracts ran from 557 to 575. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Wednesday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 145.90, down 60 cents. August live cattle, 145.02, down 70 cents. October live cattle, 147.50, down $1.25. August feeder cattle, 204.85, down $3. September feeder cattle, 205.57, down $3. October feeder cattle, 205.70, down $3. July lean hogs, 125.42, up 50 cents. August lean hogs, 127.27, down 77 cents. October lean hogs, 107.45, down 95 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday the 18th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents higher in the range of 109 to 121, with the weighted average carcass price of 117.94. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 66 to 69, 4 to 5 weights 70 to 74, 5 to 6 weights 73 to 77, and 6 weights and up 75 to 80. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 79 to 85. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 12,487 head. And now the report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for Tuesday, June the 17th. They had receipts of 433 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 147.75 to 153.75. Select and choice were 140 to 147. And choice Holstein steers were 135.50 to 143. Choice heifers were 147 to 153. Now on to the report from the Fairview Sale Barn. They had receipts of 273 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers 149 to 157. Select and choice 145.50 to 148.50. And select steers were 135 to 142. Select Holstein steers 119 to 120, and choice slaughter heifers 146.50 to 154. Select and choice 143.50 to 147.50. On to the slaughter cows. They had premiums bringing 107.50 with the high dressing at 118.25. Breakers were $100 to 105. Boners were $96.50, and leans were $84.50 to $87. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds were bringing 113 to 118 with some high dressing at 120. Heavy bulls were bringing 118 for average dressing and up to 131 for high dressing. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 148 to 152 and on a dress basis 234 to 235. Heifers on a live basis traded with no reportable trade, but on a dress basis they were 233 to 234. From the National Daily Direct Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 462 loads traded today. And calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $126.17. That was $2.21 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $239.54, and that was $2.74 higher, with select carcasses at $232.05, and that was $2.78 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, that compared to 115,000 last week and 124,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 370,000, that compared to 409,000 last week and 404,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. June corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.50. July corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.51. June corn delivered to Scottville, $4.41. July corn delivered to Scottville, $4.42. June beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.09. July beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.08. June beans delivered to Scottville, $13.98. July beans delivered to Scottville, $13.97. June wheat delivered to Scottville, $5.63. Once again, their pre-opening prices are: corn at Greenfield is $4.50, corn at Scottville is $4.41, beans at Greenfield are $14.09, beans at Scottville are $13.98, and wheat at Scottville is $5.63. Early this week, the hog futures market saw some significant drops. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over what we're seeing.
There was, and we're trying to pull a little bit of that money back in. Once the June went off the board, the lead June contract, and traders suddenly woke up and realized how big of a premium the July contract had in it relative to the cash index, the cash market continues to slowly grind higher, and it has the appearance that we've put in a seasonal low in the cash market, and that certainly does fit with the pattern that we tend to put a seasonal high in the futures market in early August, though it appears that we're on that path now. But the futures market got ahead of itself. Some contracts down to $3 daily limit on Monday, but then bouncing back on this Tuesday. On the live cattle side of the market, we are seeing strength come back. The feeder cattle index continues to push that market higher, with cheap corn adding support. The fat cattle market is chopping around a little bit more. Saw some weakness to start off the week, bouncing back with some strength on Tuesday. Overall, getting support from the cash market. But there are some rising concerns that some of the higher value cuts, like ribs and loins, are starting to peak out and turn seasonally lower, which may make it difficult for the product market to support further advances in the cash market as we get deeper into the summer.
And certainly, I'm sure many of those in the livestock industry are looking forward to a 4th of July weekend where hopefully people will be grilling out and doing such things.
You know, we had a very poor barbecue season through the spring because it was so cold. But as the summer has gotten started so far this year, we have had some heat come in, but overall it's been a relatively mild summer. And I think the meat industry would like to see a very mild 4th of July holiday weekend so that we see a lot of barbecue grills going to increase the demand for the product.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The covered farm vehicle bill has been passed along. President of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer, went over exactly what the rules are and when we can start seeing them implemented.
For those farm operators who have heard a lot about this in the last year or so, and of course the covered farm vehicle definition are those vehicles or combination of vehicles that are exempt from the federal regulations in regards to federal motor carrier safety regulation requirements. The big loophole that has been in here is especially the people who have like dually pickup trucks pulling trailers, gooseneck trailers, or what have you. Because of the weight rating on both of those vehicles, they were technically a commercial vehicle, and you needed a CDL, you needed a medical card, you needed drug and alcohol testing, all these other items that the federal government required. Legislation that passed in Illinois follows through with the federal law that defines what a covered farm vehicle is so that they're exempt from these regulations. And in Illinois, it's going to be quite simple that if you're going to claim a covered farm vehicle status, you'll pay a $10 fee, you'll get a sticker, you put it on the truck, and you'll be covered. You'll be able to take care of the exemptions that were granted under the federal highway bill.
Seems easy enough.
It'll be easy enough once the process gets through. The governor hasn't signed the bill yet, but then they'll have to set up the system. Secretary of State will have to set up a system whereby they'll be able to identify the vehicles and then issue the stickers and make it part of the registration process.
So when are you speculative that this is going to be really in place?
I would probably say not till after first of the year, because technically the effective date would be January 1. of 2015, and then at that time they'll start, you know, issuing the stickers and basically grant the exemptions to those who qualify for it.
Again, that was president of the Midwest Truckers Association, Don Schaefer. Unlike the drought-ridden hard red winter wheat crop, the soft red wheat, grown primarily east of the Mississippi River, had a good growing season until the rains kept coming. Now some fields are suffering from a disease problem that will rob yield and premium, says University of Illinois Extension plant pathologist Carl Bradley.
We have a lot of Fusarium head blight. This disease is also known as head scab. It's caused by a fungus known as Fusarium graminearum. And it's pretty severe this year in parts of southern Illinois. Some of my travels last week throughout southern Illinois, stopping at wheat fields, a lot of those fields I stopped at had over 50% incidence, which means that if you looked at half of the wheat heads that are out in that field, half of those would have been affected by head scab.
The disease pressure set in just about the time the soft red winter wheat crop flowered. Weather conditions were perfect, wet and warm, for the development of the fungus.
Conditions were really favorable for infection, and so unfortunately we do have a lot of disease out there.
A disease that is and will continue to cause the quality of the winter wheat crop to deteriorate. The fourth annual Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation's bowling tournament is planned for Saturday, August 23rd at Bolero Lanes in Carlinville. Teams are forming now. Teams of four can register prior to August 23rd at a cost of $90 per team. Registration the night of the event is $100 for a four-person team. Registration allows each team three games, shoes, and non-alcoholic drinks for the evening. Bowling starts at 6. There will be a silent auction, and raffle tickets will also be on sale for a trip to Herman, Missouri. 4-H groups, FFA teams, and farm families are encouraged to participate in this fun-filled night. Registrations can be sent to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office, P.O. Box 77, Carlinville. Livestock shows for the Montgomery County Fair kicked off yesterday with the sheep and goat shows. For the sheep shows, Tanner Mickey was awarded Best Dorset, Best Suffolk, Best Hampshire, and Best Shropshire. Jonah Elveridge had Best South Down, Brock Bauman had Best Columbia, Austin Shelton, Best Mondale, and Jenna McHenry, Best Hair Sheep. For the goat show, Bailey Goldsberry showed the champion dairy goat, Tracy Dollins showed the champion meat goat, and Jenna Ray McHenry had the champion weather. At the fairgrounds today, the beef show will be kicking off at 9 o'clock. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.